I'm not sure if being a mediator is a dream job, but certainly one would have come in handy in the past week, certainly to help intervene in the Garth Brooks debacle, but also perhaps to help bring a swifter conclusion to the on-off cabinet reshuffle, which finally got there on Friday. We're joined now by Roisin O'Shea from ARC Mediation to discuss the art of mediation. Roisin, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning, Connor. Nice to be on.
We heard a pretty good example, I suppose, of a situation where it might become necessary earlier in the programme when we were discussing the very intractable Greyhound recycling dispute. But tell us, in broad terms, when does someone like you get called in to douse the flames?
Every day of the week. I think we're at a tipping point in Ireland at the moment. I came back from Bonn yesterday. I was presenting my research findings at Bonn University at a conference with 31 different countries. And mediation is the hot topic. We're all talking about it. The lack of regulation is a big problem, but mediation is a growing, emerging profession. And it is there's so many pluses to mediation. I mean, it's fast intervention and it's cost effective. But the mediator needs to be competent. And there's the but. Without regulation, we don't know the training standards. We don't know the type of mediation that's happening. We don't know what are the outcomes. You know, we need research around it too. So I think, look, it's fantastically effective. Nobody wants to harden a position by litigating at the very start when you get into a dispute, but particularly with commercial contracts. Do you really want to burn the bridge with that supplier or that customer? No.
And also, I suppose, if you get into litigation, you're talking about a very public dispute. I mean, we've seen quite prominent commercial disputes where judges have said, maybe you want to go away and try and mediate this.
I mean, part of my research, I spent 4 years in court observing cases and things, and judges really are very settlement orientated because they know that ultimately if they make decisions, they're taking the control out of the hands of the people who are actually in the dispute. So it makes a hell of a lot more sense to mediate because the people who are in dispute keep control of the process, they keep control of the outcomes, and more importantly, it's confidential. So it's locked down, it's private. Just as you said, don't take it out into the public arena.
You've observed a lot of work in the course. You also learned from the master to a certain extent. You observed George Mitchell during the negotiations that led up to the Good Friday Agreement.
I mean, that was a fantastic time in my life. I still think, how did I get into all of that? Desi Hines.
How did you get out of it?
Well, actually, it was lovely to hear Robbie speaking earlier because Robbie, I haven't seen since Pink Elephant days. I mean, fantastic that he's back up and running again. But Desi Hines, back in the early 90s, he asked me to come meet some guys who were down. He said they were down from the north, but when I walked into the room, they all had American accents. And that turned into a ritual every Friday night. There was a little basement that Desi had dedicated to my art side with my other hat on. And every Friday night, these guys would turn up when they were in for negotiations. And they included George Mitchell and Jenna de Chastelain and Tom Moran and Bill Flynn. These were all the negotiators to do the pre-Good Friday talks. And, you know, there were lots and lots of informal conversations around Ireland at that time. And I was one of those little informal groups are in it. But George Mitchell, I watched him. I listened to him and I watched him talking. And one night I just said to him, OK, George, what makes a good negotiator? Now, he always called himself a negotiator, not a mediator. But now that I'm doing it myself, he actually is a mediator. And, you know, he's the one who's inspired me to get into this. But he said a good negotiator is someone who says nothing to anyone who doesn't need to know. And he said that we Irish have a terrible problem with that. Because he said,
and here you are on the radio.
Well, no, that's okay. I didn't say anything. Did I say anything about what was discussed?
Unfortunately not. No.
No, and I never would. But I learned, I mean, because I am garrulous, but I don't leak. You know, because George said to me, Roisin, he said that he thought I had a natural flair because you have to have empathy and you have to have a personality to want to help people resolve issues. And he said, the one thing I can teach you now, Roisin, is do not speak about what happens in that room with whoever it is. Don't ever speak about it. And he said, if you can learn that right now, you will have the makings of somebody who will be a good mediator. So he said, talk about the process, talk about the upside, talk about the method, but never discuss what was said.
I mentioned the Garth Brooks thing, and obviously we won't have time to get into it in too much detail, but you have a situation there which you think there probably is some sort of middle ground, although it's looking dicey at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Aiken is my brother-in-law, so I want to not comment specifically on Aiken Promotions or their business. But
sure.
Look, let's look at the dispute. It's an international issue with multiple players. That is absolutely something that mediation can work in. But in that particular situation, I would actually have hated to be the person trying to mediate because the media are standing at the door. That's so big. Mm. At the same time, I was asking the 31 people from the 31 different countries in Bonn, do you know about Garth Brooks in Ireland? Because I left here thinking like, wow, we're shaming ourselves across the world with this kind of very public public negotiations and public dialogue. And none of them, not the guy from Israel, not the guy from London, not the guy from Scotland. They said, what are you talking about? So it's not on the world stage, although in Ireland, sometimes we think our stuff is very big. At the same time, that kind of look, we're all of our lives are globalized now. So our personal lives and our work lives and our commercial contracts, they're global. So we need mediation is a very good tool, you know, to have that discussion and to kind of work, because otherwise you're talking about legal jurisdictions that are different. You're talking about complicated law. You're talking about very complicated and costly resolution mechanisms if you go the legal route.
Róisín O'Shea of ARC Mediation, thanks very much for talking us through the art of mediation this morning. And that's just about all we have time for this week. You can listen back to the programme or download a podcast on the webpage rte.ie/thebusiness, or you can go to the RTE radio player on rte.ie/radio. That's all for now. Thanks very much for listening and enjoy the weekend.
The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Electric Ireland, providing excellent customer service for our growing SME sector.
The Business, presented by Conor Brophy, is an Old Yard production for RTE Radio 1.